Candidates announced for the special mayoral election in Skagway. Electrical issues slow the Leconte down. And Haines residents beat the winter weather in the pottery studio. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. When Mayor Monica Carlson passed away last year, the Assembly scheduled an election to fill the mayorship for the remainder of her term. Monday was the deadline to file as a candidate in the special mayoral election. Skagway residents Andrew Cremata and David Huns put their names in the running. Henry Leisha spoke with Cremata to learn why he decided to run for mayor.
Andrew Cremata first moved to Skagway in 1996, where he has lived year-round for almost 20 years. He's a freelance writer and sells tours during the summer months. Cremata is heavily involved with the local Elks Lodge and is a district deputy of the Alaska State Elks Association. He helps oversee the administration of several lodges in eastern Alaska. He says he has never been formally involved with local politics, but has served on commissions and participated in assembly meetings as a citizen. Cremata decided to run for mayor because he wants to continue the work that the late Monica Carlson started.
I think one of her biggest strengths was that she was a unifier, and she was loved within this community. And my goal is to step into that role and try to maintain that and continue moving forward so that we can tackle some of these big issues.
Cremata says that although the circumstances of the election are tragic, it is an important moment for the city.
It's a critical time for Skagway. Not only do we have the situation with the dock, but we have to start figuring out how we're going to deal with some of our housing issues. It's even more critical right now because Skagway doesn't have an active city manager.
The current mayoral term ends in October. Cremata says if elected, he would serve the remainder of the term before deciding if he wanted to run for a full term. The special election for mayor will take place on March 19th. Residents can file to run as a write-in candidate until March 15th. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The Leconte was about 4 hours late on Sunday due to a mechanical problem that affected its steering and maneuverability. Alaska Marine Highway System Public Information Officer Ora Landau says they discovered the problem between Juneau and Haines.
The electrical system affected the bow thruster and the emergency steering system, and those are pretty critical for safe maneuverability. And the long-term effect seems like it'll be minimal. There were spare electrical parts on board, and the engineers on board were able to fix it.
The bow thruster helps the vessel ease into the dock and align properly. The captain and crew held the vessel off the dock in Haines while they assessed the issue and made sure they could dock safely. Landau says the vessel is in good shape now. When it goes in for its annual overhaul, they'll check it again, but do not expect any more problems. She says that passenger safety is always the number one concern when there's a mechanical issue. The days are getting longer, but Haines residents are still finding indoor activities for winter weather. On Monday and Thursday nights, you can find the Community Education Pottery class, creating ceramics by hand or at the wheel.
Thank you, Billy. You bet.
Okay. There's a low hum of electric pottery wheels and the soft splattering sound of clay and water in the art room at the Haines School. Betsy Van Berg is the pottery teacher through Haines Community Education. She usually offers the 5 or 6 week class in winter.
And I think it's the time of year everybody gets so busy in the summer. And the winter is a time where they're looking for something like this to be, you know, inside and, crafty.
Van Berg is helping Diane LaCourse master the pottery wheel.
You're squeezing it down.
Right, I'm just squeezing it down.
She braces her elbows on her thighs and pushes against a lump of clay. Centrifugal force helps her move it up into a volcano shape, then down into a perfect dome as she presses it into the wheel.
Okay, so I'm going up, coning it, using my palms,
This is centering, the process of putting the center of the clay on the center of the wheel. Van Berg says it's the hardest part of ceramics.
And all those steps, as well as pulling the walls up, you could get it out of whack and it could get off center and it basically, you know, is hard to, you can't bring it back.
It can take beginners weeks to learn. Diane LaCourse is almost there, even though she's only spent a few courses on the wheel.
So I'm doing a really good job of being a kid and making a big mess and having fun.
LaCourse pushes her fingers into the middle of the clay as it spins, creating a hole. She pinches the edge between her fingers and pulls gently. The walls of what will be a bowl bloom up as if by magic. She says the bottom of her bowl is a little thin.
So it'll be like a flower vase when I get done. See the hole in the bottom? Not what I intended, but hey, I'm happy.
She's not the only one who sees possibility in the unexpected.
So this was going to be a bowl, but it collapsed, so now it's got a spout. So it's
Alain d'Empremenil is hand-building on a nearby work table. Hand-building is pottery that's created off the wheel.
So this was going to be a bowl also, and it didn't turn out quite all right. So just made a cylinder, and now it's a mushroom. And so I quit making bowls, so... But I try making a flute. It's not working either, so maybe I'll turn it into a turtle.
The class is all about learning a new skill and, of course, creativity.
Anyway, I'm going to keep my day job.
That was your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.